Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is 75 degrees at News Radio 1080 KRLD, headed for a high in the low 90s today with about a 20% chance of a shower. We'll get the full forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff momentarily. But first, it started back in 1915. But SMU versus TCU, they call it the Battle for the Iron Skillet, it's going to come to an end.
That's because TCU wants to play more home games.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They said it's a scheduling thing.
Sorry.
Okay, like other college football programs. Here's what head coach Sonny Dykes has to say.
The Georgias of the world, the Alabamas of the world, those people play 8 home games almost every year and at least 7, always. What do we want to do? We want to be big time. Then we need to act big time and schedule big time. And all that stuff goes together. And so it's really a simple, it's not a complicated thing.
This comes after both schools are in major conferences for the first time in years, SMU in the ACC and TCU in the Big 12. SMU head coach Rhett Lashley says no matter what, they're going to be ready.
They've chosen not to play anymore. We'll see what the future holds, but we're playing this Saturday.
The battle for the Iron Skillet, rest in peace, kicks off at 11 in Fort Worth.
What's your best Iron Skillet recipe? Like an apple pie or something like that? Well, no. You're on 1080 KRLD. Number 8 Texas hosts Sam Houston tomorrow night. Pregame at 6, kickoff at 7. Also tomorrow, number 17 Texas Tech visits number 16 Utah for an 11 a.m. Big 12 clash. Baylor welcomes Arizona State at 6:30. You got North Texas heading to West Point to take on Army at 11. GMG, and don't miss game day with Jeff Ward tonight at 9:30, followed by the high school football scoreboard show at 10:30.
This is the KRLD Morning News. We're live from the Milestone Plumbing, AC, and Electric 24-hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm Heather Behrens.
And I'm John Little, and we're exactly 1 week away from the start of the state fair. And today, Russell Scott reports, today, Big Tex goes up.
We're just a week away from corny dogs, the butter statue, lots of livestock, and of course,
howdy, folks.
Big Tex gets lifted into place this morning. They'll shine up his boots and get him ready for you to take your picture with him when the state fair opens a week from today. He's 55 feet tall, and Fair Vice President Rusty Mitchell tells the Texas Bucket List he's as sturdy as any Texan around.
He can withstand the hurricane. Might blow his clothes off, but he's going to still stand.
Big Tex began as a big Santa Claus in Kearns, Texas, before he was brought here to Fair Park and transformed into the fair's official ambassador.
Welcome to the State Fair of Texas.
In Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
That's exciting. You know what also is exciting? almost $75 million raised. Yesterday, we told you about North Texas Giving Day. You responded with generosity. Now, those nonprofits are looking at how the extra money can help them carry out their missions.
The Salvation Army had already received hundreds of donations by lunchtime Thursday.
We really just want to say thank you to the community. It's a wonderful community of which we serve.
Lieutenant Jillian Wharf says they get a lot of attention around Christmas, but Giving Day can help them carry out their mission to provide help ranging from food to youth development to housing all year long.
Three key programs that by having the generosity and support of the community means that we have the ability to continue to operate 365 days a year.
But they're still getting volunteers and supplies ready for cold weather shelters this winter. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And here's some giving of a different sort. In the midst of September, Hunger Action Month, and many North Texas Ford dealers are collecting food to help the hungry in our area.
Across North Texas, food insecurity afflicts more than 17% of people in Dallas County, and it's nearly 16% in Tarrant County.
So not only is it a global need, but we know that it's something that we and our dealers can help the local communities in Dallas and Tarrant County with as well.
Ford's Maria Turner goes on to say, for Ford, this is Global Caring Month with thousands of employees turning out to help. And you can help by donating food to be dropped off at participating Ford dealerships. Now, if you buy the food, bring your receipt so they know the cash value. Or you can simply donate cash. Either way, for every $10 worth you donate, you will receive one entry into a drawing for some free Cowboys tickets. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Number three, a decomposing body found in a Tesla in L.A. has been identified as that of a 15-year-old girl who went missing last year. There are reports the vehicle is registered to the singer David, whose real name is David Anthony Burke. Number two, Highland Park's Clayton Kershaw says he's retiring at the end of this season, capping an 18-year career spent with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The 37-year-old left-hander will make his final regular season start at Dodger Stadium on Friday night against the San Francisco Giants. He's a three-time Cy Young Award winner. And our top story, one of the longest football rivalries in Texas coming to an end. SMU and TCU have been in the battle for the Iron Skillet for 110 years. The two universities are now in different conferences. TCU wants to play more home games.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes all day on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Yeah, we're the station in DFW for, well, everything you need to know. It's 75 degrees, I can tell you that right now. It's a Friday morning. It's going to be a great weekend. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Barron's tragic news to pass along from the city of Hearst. Police Chief Steve Niekamp passed away unexpectedly after some sort of health complication. The city says he was a dedicated public servant and had been with the department since the 90s. He was appointed chief in 2018. The city manager says Chief Niekamp dedicated his life to serving the Hearst community. He consistently led with integrity and demonstrated unwavering loyalty and appreciation to his team. Chief Niekamp will be dearly missed.
The Trump administration's Department of Justice is targeting the city of Austin. It's over race-based hiring practices. The investigation focused on the city's Office of Equity and Inclusion. Assistant U.S. Attorney General Harmeet Dhillon sent a letter to Mayor Kirk Watson saying they have reason to believe that Austin may be engaged in discriminatory hiring practices that may be in violation with the Civil Rights Act. She went on to say that the Department of Justice will not tolerate DEI policies. Mayor Watson quick to respond, saying he's confident the city is in full compliance with the law.
If you're looking for some fall fun this weekend, Garland's got you covered.
Tomorrow, downtown Garland Square turns into Fall Fest on the square. This is an all-day celebration of craft beer, costumes, and live music open to the whole family. And the fun starts with a fall crawl beer trail. The night wraps up with food trucks, games, and live music until 10 p.m. Of course, drink responsibly. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
7:24 at KRLD, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. We say good Friday morning to David Johnson.
Good Friday morning back at both of you. We've got a stock market today that deserves to rest. It's been a busy week. We ended yesterday with new all-time highs across the board. All of the averages, obviously, positive for the week. Even the Russell 2000, the small stock index, made its first new all-time high since November. We've had, you know, look back on this week, we had not only a cut in interest rates, but pretty dovish readings indicating lower interest rates to come. We had some Labor Department numbers that were stronger than expected, lower layoffs, NVIDIA's injecting $5 billion in Intel. That lifted that whole group. But now you look ahead at what's up today. By golly, it's going to be busier than I thought. It's the third Friday of the month, the end of the quarter, so this is the triple witching day when all the index-linked options and futures and contracts all expire. There's always a lot of volatility there. It's TikTok day, hopefully more than that, but it may be in a half hour. The heads of China and the United States of America have got to talk. Maybe we'll walk away with some clarity on tariffs and certainly TikTok too. It's also vote to keep the government opening operating day. And finally, it's maybe resurrect Apple Day. That Apple 17 is going on sale internationally, and the early reaction seems to be really positive, and not stocks trading higher. Right now, the Dow Industrials average looks like it's going to extend that streak, up 48 points on the opening. The NASDAQ looks up 38, the S&P up 11. Crude lower by 42 cents at 62.45. Gold's up a couple of dollars, 36.80.30. And interest rates, they were up yesterday. By golly, the 10-year rate's up again today, 4.13%, but stocks look higher. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
7:26 at KRLD. Hey, we're less than a year away from North Texas hosting a number of World Cup soccer matches or football. Are you going to call it football when it's here?
Football.
Or soccer. And with the games played in Arlington, Dallas is expecting to see a huge influx of visitors as well.
The city is highlighting a brand new initiative this month designed to boost revenue and address concerns about safety with such a huge event happening here in our area. So this month, they're rolling out a brand new program called the Nighttime Economy and Responsible Hospitality Division. It's also known as NTE. NTE manager Edward Grant says that this division has been a year in the making, and it's focused on event readiness, helping venues with resources and directing help from the city to help them succeed financially, while of course making sure that visitors stay safe and that they have a battle plan in place.
That's NBC5's Alana Quillen reporting it again. We're going to host 9 matches here in North Texas.
A new Texas law banning hostile foreign adversaries from buying land in Texas is facing its first legal challenge. KRLD's Chris Fox has more.
3 Chinese nationals with ties to Texas are challenging a new state law that restricts foreign nationals from countries like China, Iran, Russia, and North Korea from buying or leasing property. Senate Bill 17 was authored by State Senator Lois Kolkhorst.
We have 15 military installations in the state of Texas. We're rich in natural
resources like oil and gas, timber. If you're a hostile foreign nation, you're not going to own it. Don't mess with Texas.
The class action lawsuit filed in Austin contends that the new law stigmatizes them and their communities and casts a cloud of suspicion over anyone of Chinese descent who seeks to buy property in Texas. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.